This is Classic Poetry Aloud, and this is Shakespeare Week on Classic Poetry Aloud to commemorate the birth and death of Shakespeare on April the 23rd. And of course, that's also St. George's Day, the patron saint of England. It all comes together rather too cannily. Shakespeare needs no introduction from me, of course. Instead, let's just listen to Bernard Levin, who wrote a famous essay illustrating how Shakespeare still permeates our language today, and then I'll just read a small piece from Macbeth. "If you cannot understand my argument," wrote Bernard Levin in 1983, "and declare it's Greek to me, you are quoting Shakespeare. If you claim to be more sinned against than sinning, you are quoting Shakespeare. If you recall your salad days, you are quoting Shakespeare. If you act more in sorrow than in anger, if your wish is father to the thought, if your lost property has vanished into thin air, you are quoting Shakespeare. If you have ever refused to budge an inch, or suffered from green-eyed jealousy, if you have played fast and loose, if you have been tongue-tied, a tower of strength hoodwinked, or in a pickle, if you have knitted your brows, made a virtue of a necessity, insisted on fair play, slept not a wink, stood on ceremony, danced attendance on your lord and master, laugh yourself into stitches, had short shrift, cold comfort, or too much of a good thing, if you have seen better days or lived in a fool's paradise, why, be that as it may, the more fool you, for it is a foregone conclusion that you are, as good luck would have it, quoting Shakespeare." Actually, that essay goes on about another two or three times as much, illustrating all the ways in which we still use the coinage of Shakespeare today. It's marvellous. I'll leave you with a short excerpt from Macbeth. Macbeth has been told that his queen, his wife, is dead. He's about to be told, and of course he must feel this in his bones, that Birnam Wood is coming to Dunsinane. In other words, that the witches' prophecies are coming true, and he is caught up in the malevolent destiny that makes this tragedy so powerful. He can't escape from it, and he goes out bitterly fighting. "Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle, life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing." I hope you'll enjoy Shakespeare Week on Classic Poetry Aloud.